crafting the black poem. There should always be something to stand for. This can be kind of hard when you're legless. Pegs on BMX bikes won't be able to help with peddling an idea that stands on stumps. That's just summer, sweltering in the heat of fresh suburban blacktop. Days were longer, but they were also ice cream that was not achieved without a bit of cardiovascular exercise. It ran down dirty fingers until sticky hands were conceived, but no ideas. The streetlights slept for a few more hours. We lost an hour. Sometimes we lost ourselves on stoops. Sometimes we lost our skin and blood on sidewalks. We trade in for a bandage, for a cast, a quarter for a card bearing Barry Bonds' baseball legacy. 2.5 by 3.5 inch motorcycle accessory for those BMX bikes. No one knew about Jackie. Even if he'd be equally ripped and torn, mid-swing poles pulled apart by tire treads. Fast forward to more peddling by Expressway Junction salesmen. Water, newspaper, demo tapes, socks, and signs of please or please. It's hard to pedal when you don't have any legs. But they rolled through the throngs of scoffs behind the wheels of people cruising 95th. Moving along, now moving on, everyone knows Jackie. Everyone. Martin is a messenger bag pin accessory. Malcolm is an accessory to identity theft. Maybe murder as well, but they don't find the bodies. It's hard to find a body in a crowd of student body. It's hard, I say, when asked about crafting the black poem as a black poet. The interjection reads, "There should always be something to stand for." I disagree and reiterate. It's hard, but falling is easier. You don't need legs to fall, just a sizable height and a story to tell. The idea is what fractures the femur upon impact. The story is a Sharpie on a scrap of cardboard that floats between the cars awaiting a green light at 95th and the Dan Ryan. The black poem is the hands that walked across the cardboard because the legs are shattered by an idea into non-existence, much like my summer days were shattered by streetlights.